So what role did baseball play in your childhood?
Just a big role. I mean, it was a sport that I grew up playing until I got to middle school, then I started playing other sports.
So when did playing pro baseball, you know, become your goal and your focus?
I was young. I was that kid that anybody asked, like, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? So I want to be a pro baseball player.
People yeah.
Be like, oh, all right, cool. So what do you want to do when you become an adult? And I'm like, I said I wanted to be a baseball player. And so.
I mean, and you're living the dream, yeah. right? That kids yeah. everywhere across the U.S. want to do, you know?
Kids and some men, too. Some
yeah,
guys,
I'd love to be doing
yeah.
it, yeah.
Yeah.
So did you ever want to do anything other than baseball?
No.
No, it's all baseball?
Obviously, if baseball didn't work out, there's always a plan B that I never talk about, but
right.
always.
Okay. So, you know, as a catcher, your role defensively, you are the leader on the field. You know, you're the one controlling the tempo of the game, controlling how things work. So the biggest part in that is your relationship with the pitchers.
Yeah.
So is there one thing that you try to do with, you know, every pitcher just to get to know them, get a feel for them or anything like that?
I just try to see where they are mentally pretty much first. I'm a big mental guy myself, so I like to make sure they're stable, they're in a good mentality, whether it's an attacking mode or an aggressive mode, something to where I can know that I can get the best out of them. So that's, touching a few buttons, pressing a few buttons here, how does he react to this, how does he react to that, certain stuff like that, knowing, and then when I have to get him back on track or when I have to get him going.
So is there any one thing that you see or that you feel when you're playing a game that, you know, calls for you to make a trip out to the mound? How do you know it's time to go out there and have a talk?
Basically, when the momentum shifts, I can control the momentum shifts if I really wanted to. I can go before anything even happens. I can go up to the pitcher, like, hey, this is what we're gonna do. This is what I see. Give me a breather right here. You know, calm down, relax, trust yourself. So then we'll go from there after that. But it's usually you know, always telling them, like, hey, you gotta have confidence in yourself. You go up there and you see the momentum starting to shift here and there. It's kind of up and down. And you go out to them and you're like, hey. Okay, we're going to slow things down here. You're still in control of this.
So is there anything you do, whether it be a routine or just something that you normally do with your starting pitcher for the night before the game?
We'll get the lineup and talk to him. And, I'll say a few words to him. But you don't want to put too much information in the computer because then it'll mess up. You know what I mean? Just let him go out there and do his thing. Do what got him here. Let him throw the ball over the plate. Let him throw strikes and trust all his pitches.
So with pitchers aside, you know, everybody talks about your leadership as a whole in the clubhouse and, you know, what you bring to the team and what you're able to do for the team. What are some things that you say, to the other teammates, not necessarily the pitcher specifically, before a game?
Nothing really before the game. Just get the guys going, get them in the right mindset, you know, and it's no motivational speech. These guys are 20 to 28 years old, you know. They don't need anybody giving them a pep talk, you know. It's, if you can't get excited to play out here, with lights and people, then there's something wrong with you. But, you know, there's a switch that goes that you turn on and off whenever you're coming to the field and when you're leaving the field. So, you know, it's always, you always got to be ready to go. And it's nothing that I have to say. But, I mean, if a guy is struggling, it can be, hey, you know, trust the process. You got to trust yourself. You got to know you're going to be able to do this. You got to not hope you're going to do it. You got to know you're going to do it.
So talking about you personally, what would you say is the biggest highlight or the most stunning part of your play or your athleticism? Like, what do you think is your best feature on the field?
Consistency?
It's
nothing. It's nothing that's gonna jump out at you. It's gonna be consistent. I'm hoping to be consistent. That's where I wanna be consistent throughout my whole career. And just, I want the manager to be able to say, okay, yes, we know what we're gonna get out of Trevino tonight. And the next night, and the next night, and the night after that, until we give him a day off, you know? So something like that. I just want him to know that he's going to get a good, consistent effort every night.
Okay. So on the flip side of that, what do you think is your biggest area of opportunity or the one aspect of your game you maybe want to improve the most on?
Man, there's a ton of them. I always get this question, I always blank on it, but there's plenty of things, and there's always stuff to work on. You can receive more baseballs better, you know, you can square up the ball a little bit better, you can hit for power more, you can walk a little more, you can block better. It's always, there's always a, you're always trying to get better at something. The day that you stop is the day I think you stop becoming a better baseball player.
So do you ever watch your own film or your own performances from, you know, a previous game to see how you did or, you know, essentially critique yourself?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If I see something or I basically, if I feel something, not if I see something. If I feel something, I want to be able to see what I'm feeling. So I'll go back on the tape and I'll be like, okay, did I feel, that's what I felt there. So that's, I know what I'm doing wrong. So that way I can correct it in my head and then mentally I can get back in that stage where I'm like, okay, I can fix this.
Right, so when, whenever you see an issue or a concern like that, something that you want to fix, do you ever sit down with the skipper or hitting coach, fielding coach, whatever, and try to set a game plan?
Maldi. I mean, we'll go out, whether it's receiving, I'll go receive more balls. If it's blocking, I'll go block more balls. It's simple. If you want to get better, you want to get better at baseball, you're going to practice baseball. You want to get better at blocking, you're going to block. You want to get better at hitting, you're going to hit. So it's always something you got to be working on.
So what is there any one, you know, not necessarily an area of opportunity in your game, but is there something that, you know, you want to improve on the most in order to take that next step to the big league, whether that be in your game or you as a person or mentally or whatever the case may be?
I think being a good teammate is one of the biggest things. And hopefully you can walk into that clubhouse and everybody be like, yeah, man, we love that guy. Like, he's awesome. He's a good teammate. So, I mean, just staying consistent with being a good teammate, because that helps you in the long run. It helps you in baseball, and it helps you after baseball too, whether you're getting a job or something like that. So I think just trying to stay consistent with being a good teammate. And then, like I said before, there's always work to be done in baseball, and you never want to get complacent, because when you get complacent, somebody will jump you. So you can be on the right track, but once you stop, a train will come and hit you from behind, and you're done.
So I don't want to throw a curveball at you or anything like that, but, you know, at the big league level with the Texas Rangers, there's talk about, you know, will they bring Jonathan Lucroy back for another season and things like that. You know, if they decide not to go that option and there's not another catching move made, you know, some people in minor league writing or minor league scouting and reporting think that, you know, you could essentially be the big league catcher of 2018. Do you think you're ready to take that step today?
I can't control that. I can't control anything that happens up there. I can only control what the Frisco Rough Riders are doing right now. I can only control what I'm going to do right now. And in baseball, you can't predict anything in baseball. The only thing you know is there's going to be a pitcher on the mound, an umpire behind home plate, and a batter standing in the box. And the pitcher is going to throw the ball to a catcher. And that's all you can predict. Anything after the ball leaves the pitcher's hands, good luck predicting what's going to happen next. So you can't predict anything. So staying in the now and focusing on what we can do now to get better. So when we do get to that level, when we do get to the big leagues, whether it's for the Rangers or anybody else, we're ready for that moment.
So baseball, the sport as a whole, is really superstitious sport. You know, you got guys in the same routine. Some will wear the same socks or anything like that. Do you have any superstitions, you know, after a big win or a good performance or anything like that?
No, nothing too crazy. I don't even call them superstitions. I just call them routines. So they're basically routines that we like to get ourselves in, whether it's using the same bat for BP or, I don't know, maybe some guys eat the same thing, but it's a routine, you know, and everybody says superstitions, but most of the time it's going to be a routine for a guy. Like, what if he likes to eat that before a game, you know what I mean? So what if he likes to wear those socks? It's
right.
Not necessarily the socks, you know, but it's something that makes him feel comfortable. So it makes you feel comfortable. I'll shoot it in the routine thing. It makes you feel better prepared for the game.